Through lines. Inside the wheelbarrow in the forest, I'm learning to spell the planet's true names, not from origin or desire, but kindling, barrow crunching across fallen spines of pine, grandmother tossing twigs into the hold, me bird-like nesting, reciting the letters S, A, L, A, M, A, N, D, when the event escapes and I fly toward my mother's face in the moon, fly back to pear leaves garnet red on the iron dirt of her fresh grave. Trumpets of geese, tadpoles undulating in a dark spring. An interior, not the house, awaits fireplace kindling. I keep losing my touch at seeing through lines. Grandfather peels his nightly orange inside a skin of citrus aroma. The orange is the whole world. Spell it for a quarter, he says, calling me into being. Belonging thick as orange rind, thin as old airmail stationery. Juice burns my eyes, extinctions accrue. Scarlet frog in the cloud forest, fringe-limbed tree frog, gastric brooding frog with babies born through her mouth, spring peepers surviving the winter frozen solid like popsicles. Explaining frogs to my granddaughter, I show her a fallen magnolia bud encased in ice. She's the youngest child I've held, connected to the oldest person I've touched. Grandfather, with his orange, gone into night, sleep, the stars. Luella knows time as long, not vanishing. Sharing 200 years of presence, we study dried orchids and spell ululation, translucent as frogs in the silvered thaw of what will happen.